The afternoon rally began with a tongue-in-cheek thank you to Governor Bruce Rauner. State Representative Lou Lang from Skokie is one of the top Democrats in the Illinois House.
Why am I here to thank Bruce Rauner? Look around you. The Democratic Party has never been as organized and as energized as it is right now.
What Democrats say they're organizing around, or more accurately, organizing against, is Rauner's so-called turnaround agenda. His wish list includes giving businesses a better shot at defending against lawsuits, making companies pay less to take care of injured workers, and limiting how many times people can run for the Illinois House and Senate. Rauner says it's a recipe for improving Illinois' business climate and argues it'd lead to a stronger economy. But the turnaround agenda also seeks to do something else. Something the governor doesn't talk about as much, namely diminishing the rights and power of organized labor. And for Democrats who've had a decades-long relationship with the labor movement, they believe that's a fight they cannot afford to lose.
So speaking of bullies, our friends in organized labor are under attack. And they're not just under threat, they're under threat of annihilation by Governor Rauner.
The assault on organized labor around the country, but especially here in Illinois, must end.
We stand with working men and women in the fight for good wages.
That was Chicago City Clerk Susana Mendoza, Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth, and State Treasurer Mike Frerichs. The fight with Governor Rauner dominated the speeches. Senate President John Cullerton said Democrats were open to compromise with the governor, but he got a big round of applause when he added,
"We are willing to work with Governor Rauner, but we don't work for Governor Rauner." Okay?
But, of course, Democrats are not completely united on everything. Two men and two women made it known they're running, or at least considering a run, for U.S. Senate. The winner of the primary will face incumbent Republican Senator Mark Kirk, who's up for his first re-election fight. Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth has been the choice of party officials in D.C.
I'm proud to be from Illinois, and I'm sick and tired of people talking our state down. I'm sick and tired of the governor putting our state down and our hardworking families down.
Then there's Andrea Zopp, former head of the Chicago Urban League, who touted her family history. She says her father served in World War II and went to college on the GI Bill.
And that opportunity that my parents had that enabled me to succeed, that so many of your parents have had that have enabled you to succeed, is declining. That door to opportunity is closing.
Party members also heard from a pair of men who say they're still considering a run. First-term Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin says he's just the fresh face voters crave.
What I'm saying to you today, my fellow Democrats, is that the people of Illinois are fed up. And again, they will not be fooled in this election.
And second-term State Senator Napoleon Harris, who says his background makes him uniquely qualified.
Looking at my mom's struggle standing in welfare lines, the same social service and the same safety nets that this government is trying to cut today, I'm a product of that. I know what it feels like to be hungry. I'm not telling you what somebody else told me to say. I'm telling you what I lived.
Illinois is expected to have one of the most hotly contested U.S. Senate races next year, but the primary is still months away for Democrats and Republicans alike. With no end in sight to the grinding budget and policy standoff, local matters are likely to be foremost on their minds. I'm Brian Mackey.